This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. As more people are looking to be outside, there are a lot of advocates saying, that's fine, just be careful when you're dealing with the sun. So we thought we'd talk to one of those people. Dr. Aisha White is a plastic surgeon in Carbondale, joining us this morning to talk about skin cancer awareness and ways that you can keep yourself safe. Dr. White, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good morning.
You know, a lot of people have probably heard the general guidelines. Stay out of the sun when you can, especially when it's directly overhead and things like that. Wear a sunscreen. Do you have any recommendations that go farther than that, or would you like to expand on those to start things off?
Well, I'd like to expand on those. I think that's a good start. I think, yes, it's important to wear sunscreen. I think we recommend that people have sunscreens of at least an SPF 15 or higher. I think people are aware of using sunscreen, but I think some of the other things like wearing long sleeve clothing or clothing that has UV protection in it, or, you know, one of the other issues with sunscreen can often be the failure to reapply. So I think that we need to look at those recommendations and just dig a little bit deeper, because I think that there are a few things that people are possibly missing out on.
A lot of people may have grown up with, well, you know, it's summertime, the first time out, you're going to get a sunburn. And then after that, you know, maybe I'll just turn brown, you know, I'll get my tan for the summer. How dangerous is that kind of thinking that, well, I'll get my one sunburn and then I'll be okay?
I think it's extremely dangerous. I think one of the things that people don't realize about skin cancer is, you know, very many of the habits that you've established in your youth, or habits that were established for you by your parents when you were too young to make those decisions, actually set the stage for your skin health. So by all means, even if people haven't used sunscreens in the past or other sun protection maneuvers, we still encourage them to do those things going forward, because you can increase your risk of developing skin cancers. But many early behaviors really set you up for skin cancers in the future.
I want to get to the point where we're talking about what people should look for, but we want to talk about those behaviors as well. And another thing that comes up this time of year, especially among young people, when you're talking about prom and getting ready for summer break, a lot of people are heading to tanning beds, trying to get what they're calling a base tan, or a start to that color for the summer. Obviously, it's dangerous, according to skincare advocates and things like that. How dangerous is that base tan?
The base tan is extremely dangerous. That's a word that, or a phrase that really gives me chills. You know, the reality is, in the tanning beds, people are getting a lot more intense exposure to the UV rays than what they even are when, you know, they're outside in the sun. I think, you know, the same rules apply, but even worse with the beds. I really try to encourage everybody to avoid the tanning beds. They're extremely dangerous. And, you know, I think that the bronzers and, you know, self-tanners, that technology has really advanced so that people can get that color and that look that they want without the harmful risk of exposure to intense UV rays.
People, when they start hearing about Skin Cancer Awareness Month, start looking at their body. They're kind of peeking at their arms, or maybe looking at their face in the mirror and saying, well, you know, I wonder if that should be checked out. What should they be looking for? What's a danger sign?
So, you know, I think we've talked about this before, and I think it's very important for people to learn their bodies. So I think that's the first thing. I think if you don't have an awareness of all your little freckles and spots, it's hard to determine if there's something new or if there have been changes. I tell patients in my office things that set off red flags to me, new lesions that hadn't been there before, or, of course, any changes in existing lesions. So changes in color, shape, size, you know, is the lesion getting darker? Is the lesion in some way becoming symptomatic? I'll tell you, a very common thing that many patients describe with regards to skin cancer is they'll have an area that they say is kind of like a little flaky lesion, and patients will describe that that area will flake off and go away, but then it will come back. And so I think that's something that's extremely concerning. If you have something like that that you think is just kind of a dry patch, but it never seems to go away, that could in fact be a skin cancer, and that's something that you should have a healthcare provider look at.
How important is it? People talk about an annual exam. Do we need to see a specialist right away? Can we start with that primary care physician?
Absolutely. I think it's totally appropriate to start with your primary care physician, and have that person be an extra set of eyes. You know, again, I think it's important for patients to be strong advocates for their own health and their own body. So, you know, some of that exam starts at home. Often I'll also have patients have a partner or a friend or someone else help them with areas that they can't see, like the back. I think you can start with, you know, annual exams with your primary care physician or OBGYN, if that's who you see as a primary care physician. And that's a good start. In my practice, usually what I will recommend for someone who has come to me on his or her own, and now gets diagnosed with a skin cancer as a result of biopsy of a lesion, I will usually recommend that that person follow up both with his or her primary care physician and a dermatologist, because now I consider you a higher risk category patient and somebody who is likely to have other skin cancers in the future. So having as many eyes on you as possible, I think, is a good thing.
That leads to my next question, which is about early detection. As with any cancer, you're going to have a better outcome if you can catch it early. Same is true with skin cancer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, with when you talk about skin cancer, so there are three major types of skin cancer: basal cell, squamous cell, and melanoma. Basal has probably the best prognosis. Melanoma obviously can be extremely deadly. I think even with basal cells and squamous cells, it's important to catch them early, because as they grow, particularly if they're on areas that may be difficult to treat, like scalp, eyelid, nose, lips, ears, I think removing those cancers and doing the reconstruction that is necessary afterwards can be quite deforming. Whereas if those cancers had been detected earlier, they would have been much easier to treat. I think in the case of melanoma, detecting it early can actually save someone's life, because melanomas can spread to the lymph nodes and other organs of the body, and melanoma truly is a killer.
When you talk about where people ought to be looking, I heard something new just within the last year that I was surprised by, that something like 90% of all skin cancer occurs above the waist.
Absolutely.
Is that simply because that area is more exposed to the sun?
Yes, yes. It, you know, those are the areas that tend to get more exposed. I think what I see probably, if you subdivide that above the waist area, probably I think the areas that are potentially the most dangerous or go neglected the longer are probably, again, the back, because that's not an area that people are able to examine on their own, or often in men with receding hairlines or who are bald, or even in women who may have thinning hair. The scalp is often an area that goes unnoticed for quite some time.
Of course, a lot of information is available at the American Cancer Society at cancer.org. People can ask questions of you, I assume. They can
Absolutely.
Come in and make an appointment.
Absolutely.
The number for Dr. White's office is 457-0394. Her office is actually on the east side of Carbondale, off of Reed Station Road, in the office building there behind the Golden Corral. Less than a minute that we have remaining, what's the one thing you hope people remember when it comes to skin cancer and skin treatment?
I think start good sun protection habits early. Use block, hats, sunglasses, reapply often, and probably most importantly for this area, please avoid the sun tanning beds.
Sure, absolutely. Dr. Aisha White is a plastic surgeon here in Carbondale. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.